is Ro Contra with Anna Blantis for another day of Broadcasting Insolence.
You're outside the studio today, right, Ro? What's going on out there?
I am indeed, Anna, because I have with me Murphy the Goat, who is an actual real goat. And I got Bill and Sam Cianis with me. And this is the goat, of course, from famously from Billy Goat Tavern, that was kicked out of Wrigley Field in 1945. And then the Cubs went on to basically more than a half century of, crap. Now, this goat smells kind of funny right here. I'm not going to lie to you. Anna, I know why you're a vegetarian now. I kind of get it now.
I think he's cute.
Oh, he's adorable, but God, he smells like a goat. Anyway, the point is that this goat, we were bringing him into the studio, were we not, Bill?
Yes. Yeah, we were going to try to get him in there.
Yeah. And then can you describe what happened when you brought him into the building here, the Tribune Tower?
We had a little problem with the elevators trying to get up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In other words, we're told that the building security then said, hey, you can't bring him in here because we haven't called the new owners of the Tribune Tower to okay the fact that this goat, who, I mean, again, he's adorable, but he smells bad, and God knows what he's going to do, right? And they didn't want him in the building. Now, doesn't that sound a little familiar to you?
Yeah. 1945, similar things happened, yeah.
So if something bad, so I just want to ask you this. If something bad happens here to the Cubs, they're up 2-0, right, in this championship, this part of the championship. If something should befall them now, can we blame the new owners of Tribune Tower?
I don't want to.
The answer to that is yes. I want to put words in your mouth. The answer is yes.
Hey, aren't
we're
they from
with the Tribune? So we don't want to do anything bad.
But wait, but
Hold on, Sam. Yeah.
Yeah, to me, I remember the Cubs were losing 12 straight home games on May the 30th. Then I decided to take the goat. I went with the goat. I walk inside the field with the goat. I come out, the Cubs win. Went all the way to the end. And at the end, I went there with a goat. And we won the first three games there. Whatever.
Yeah.
The last game, you know, the whole series there, they say no goats allowed. Why? The goats say help to win. I'm over here with a goat to win. Say no goats allowed. Get out with the goats. I say if the goat leave, the Cubs going to lose.
They did lose, Sam. And if I understood a word of that story, I would totally agree with you on it. Although I will say this, what generation is this goat actually related to the original Murphy the Goat?
The same line of goats, yeah. That's right.
Same line of goats, okay. If something bad happens to the Cubs, we're gonna protect this goat, and we're gonna do whatever we can. We're gonna bless this goat. We'll get a priest. It's Chicago. We can find a guy to do anything, and make sure that this goat does not move on from Chicago. And we keep him here until we get him into the appropriate places and bring him back to this building. All right. Now, how old is Murphy?
He's about three years old.
Murphy's gonna go live on a farm, right, with all of his goat friends?
No, he's staying on a farm.
He's not gonna end up
not on a dinner table or anything like that.
Okay, all right, good, excellent. Are they would a goat make a good pet?
Yeah, it makes excellent pets.
Yeah,
you know, they if you get a female goat, you can get milk out of it. You get
that's exactly what Donald Trump said, actually, if I'm not mistaken. All right, Anna, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
I'm just really troubled by this whole thing, not allowing the goat to get into the Tribune Tower, the voice of the Cubs for 90 years. I mean, there's some bad karma going on here, and I don't like it. We got to figure out a way to get the goat in. We just do. And the other point is, aren't the new owners from California?
Oh, that's an excellent point. Are, yeah. Are they San Francisco?
They're not. They're Los Angeles.
Oh,
but
the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, there's a lot going on here.
Is the goat going to be around? Is the goat going to be around for the next couple of days?
Oh yeah,
yeah. We'll have him around.
Where does this goat live, Sam?
We have a farm out south, but if we keep him over here, we keep him over by Madison Street. We've got a lot of land over there.
On Madison Street, by your store on Madison Street?
Yeah, by the Billy Goat over there.
Yeah. How many Billy Goats do you have now?
Eight locations in Chicago and one in D.C.
Awesome. Well, that's awesome. And they are the best burgers in the world. Well, thank you very much for bringing Murphy over. Murphy's drawn quite a crowd. The world seems to love Murphy. It's a very famous goat.
wrote.
Yeah, yes,
tell,
yes.
Hannah. Tell Mr. Sianis, Efkaristo.
Efkaristo.
Efkaristo. Banakolo. There you
yes,
go.
Yes, exactly.
Sianis Kalimade.
See what I just did right there? I saved an international incident from occurring right there. All right, well, we're going to go back and do the show, and thank you so much for bringing Murphy. It's good to, let's see if I can get Murphy to say something before we get totally out of this thing. Murphy? Hello, Murphy? Murphy? Murphy?
I think you said Cubs win.
Yeah, Murphy's not interested at all in this.
He's a gentle little goat. Yeah.
Give him a little
so
kick.
Cute.
That's what they do in Serbia, Violetta? Just give the goat a kick and then it makes noise? Is that
yeah,
how that goes?
Yeah, try it.
All right. All right, well, thank you guys for being here. Appreciate it. All right, Anna, cover me while I try to get
all
back
right,
in the building.
They
may not let me in the building because I smell like goat now.
All right, we are going to check traffic now with Violetta Podramatic as Ro makes his way back.